I don't know how many of you are Buffs fans, but former Colorado coach Bill McCartney said racism was a factor in John Embree's firing from the Buffalo's head position after only 2 years on the job in Boulder. He was on the radio. McCartney said the school did not give Embree, who was black, the same opportunity to build up his program as his white predecessors had at Colorado, and that race motivated the administration's failure to stick with Embree. Well, if there was a coach in America who could be excused for not thinking he would be judged by his record, it would be John Embree. That was according to Ivan Missell. With us to talk about this is Stacy Swimp, spokesman for the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Stacy Swimp's the president of the Frederick Douglass Society, a public policy and education institution that advocates for the freedom for all Americans to work and learn. Mr. Swimp, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm honored to be here.
All right. Let me ask you about this. Actually, I started my radio career at 85 KOA in Denver, and I'm quite familiar with the program there in Boulder. I'm seeing both sides of this, and I guess the question that always comes out is, why would racism be at the heart of something like this? I mean,
because it's manipulation. It's actually manipulation. You know, I was thinking about what Embree was saying. What he's trying to say is that, well, black coaches don't get a second chance. He's playing this one to me. It's a straw man argument to his situation, because number one, he was fired because he was a horrible coach. You can't, and understand, I don't care whether you're a high school coach. It doesn't matter what level you're coaching in. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. If in your second year your record is worse than your first year and you lose every home game at a major university, and I'm not putting down Division II and Division III, but these major universities, their athletic department, raise a lot of money through their supporters, and so there's a win now expectation in every major, every Division I college. Everybody wants to win. So when you go zero for whatever at home in your second year, you're going to be fired. And the second thing I'll say, I know we have a lot of time, is his comparison to so-called black coaches who didn't get these second chances. That would be like me saying, well, you know, back in the day, in 1954, black folks couldn't get into these segregated schools, and so I couldn't get into University of Michigan. Never mind the fact that my SAT scores didn't qualify for the university. So it's ridiculous. It's a straw man argument, and he ought to be ashamed of himself playing this. And I'm going to tell you what, he's going to make it more difficult, and this is what people don't want to say, but this is the reality of it. If I am a major university athletic director, and I'm looking at hiring coaches in the future, I'm going to be afraid to some extent to hire a black coach. Let's really talk about that, because if I do and he's not successful, if I fire this guy, are we going to face a lawsuit?
You're absolutely right. I think the thing that is most egregious about this, anybody that says that there is no racism in America hasn't been around America, but is it as great on a level of comparison as some would say? I think the problem with this, and please correct me if I'm wrong, every time the race card is thrown down for any and all instances, what it does is diminish very severely true instances of true racism, does it not?
Yeah, well, obviously, you're correct about that. Because let me just say it like this, and this, I'm going to be very candid. And it's not that only black Americans cry racism or discrimination, but the reality of it is it always seems to center around us. So my message is always the same to black Americans. We have to learn to differentiate between actual victimization and perceived victimization. And as a knee-jerk reaction, we have to stop this. It has to stop, because it sets a bad example for the next generation and the next generation, mm-hmm, who don't understand personal responsibility. Because of this kind of example, they don't understand negotiation and critical thinking and personal responsibility. This guy should have simply done what most coaches would do in situations like that and say, hey, you know what? I didn't perform.
Well, Stacey, yeah. What he's also saying, or McCartney said of Embree, that he wasn't given the same opportunity as his white predecessors to build the program. So he's saying he didn't have a fair shot from the very start. Did he get the same opportunities?
As he did. It was complete embellishment. What he's saying, now think about this. What he's really talking about, notice his language. He keeps talking about second chances. He's bridging issues, in other words. So when he's talking about second chances, he'll move right into, and other liberals will move right into a dialogue about other black coaches who've been fired and they didn't get a second chance at the college level. So they'll switch the subject, and they'll confuse the issues. At the end of the day, he got the same opportunity as any other coach in a major university. Understand that Colorado hasn't had the kind of success. I don't know if you've been following Colorado football, but I'm a big football fan. And I remember the days when they had Cordell Stewart and Westbrook, and for quite a while, this program was very successful. So they have tasted success, and everybody wants it at the college level, especially Division I.
Stacy, forgive me, I'm up on a network break. We got to step aside. Would love to talk with you again at some point in time. Yeah, I'm from Oklahoma University. I know all about winning football teams, and they don't care what color you are. You got to win, period. End of story. Stacy Swimp, spokesman for the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Stacy Swimp is the president of the Frederick Douglass Society, public policy and education institution advocating for the freedom for all Americans to work and learn.